All right, everybody, buckle up because today we're going way up, like 30,000 feet up. We're talking wide-body aircraft maintenance.
Those big boys you see cruising across the ocean, your 787s, your A380s.
Yeah, the ones with like the double aisles and the fancy business class seats. We're diving deep into how those massive planes stay in the air.
And spoiler alert, it's a lot more complicated than just changing the oil, especially now.
Right. Things have gotten, shall we say, interesting. And that's where our deep dive begins. We're taking off with a recent article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine.
And let me tell you, it's a doozy. It lays out some pretty serious challenges facing the industry.
Challenges that could impact your next flight, seriously.
Oh yeah, this is about more than just a few delayed flights. We're talking about a chain reaction with the potential to shake up the entire aviation industry.
Okay, so drama aside, let's rewind back to, what was it, 2020?
2020.
The year the world hit pause. Travel bans, lockdowns, you remember. And airlines, well, they did something kind of unexpected.
They slammed the brakes on buying new planes hard.
Wide-body planes, specifically, those big, expensive ones.
Think about it. Demand for air travel basically fell off a cliff. Airlines were hemorrhaging money. New planes were the last thing on their minds.
So what happens when airlines stop buying planes?
Well, the folks who make those planes, namely Airbus and Boeing, they have to react.
And react they did. Production slowed down, backlogs piled up, and now.
Now we're seeing the ripple effects.
Airlines are scrambling to meet the surge in travel demand, but those shiny new wide bodies, they're not just sitting on a tarmac somewhere waiting to be delivered.
Lead times for new aircraft are insane right now, even if airlines placed a rush order today.
It'd be years before those planes were ready to fly. So what's an airline to do?
They're stuck trying to make their existing fleet work overtime, squeezing every last flight out of those planes.
And remember, these aren't your average puddle jumpers. We're talking about maintaining some of the most complex machines ever built.
Under incredibly strict safety regulations, I might add.
Right. Which makes this whole situation even trickier. Because here's the kicker, and this blew my mind when I read it in the article. Even now, in late 2024, wide-body flights are only at like 92% of what they were before the pandemic.
92%, you're thinking that's almost back to normal, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But that seemingly small gap, that's a sign of something much bigger. We're talking about an industry still grappling with the aftershocks of a global crisis.
So that 8% isn't just 8%.
It's a whole lot of pressure building up in the system, and that pressure, it's trickling down to the people who keep those planes flying.
The folks working behind the scenes to make sure those wings stay up and those engines keep humming.
The unsung heroes of aviation, if you will.
So who are these unsung heroes? What are they called?
We're talking about the MROs.
MROs. Okay, now you're just messing with me, right?
No, I promise, it's a real thing. MRO stands for Maintenance, Repair, and Overhaul.
Maintenance, repair, and overhaul. So, like the folks who actually fix the planes.
Exactly. These are the highly specialized facilities that keep those complex aircraft in tip-top shape. We're talking massive hangars, cutting-edge technology, skilled engineers, and mechanics. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Okay, I can imagine. So, if airlines are feeling the pressure to keep planes flying longer, these MROs must be swamped.
You said it. And it's not just about the workload. The article goes into detail about some of the major headwinds they're facing.
Headwinds like.
Well, for starters, there's inflation. It's hitting everyone right now. But imagine the impact on an industry that relies on highly specialized parts and materials.
Yeah, I'm guessing those airplane parts don't come cheap.
Not at all. And with inflation driving up the cost of everything, it's putting a real squeeze on MROs. On top of that, you've got the supply chain chaos that's been plaguing, well, just about every industry.
So not only are those parts more expensive, but they're probably harder to get a hold of too.
Exactly. The article mentions some parts that used to be readily available now have lead times of months, even years.
Years. That's insane. How are these MROs supposed to function with delays like that?
It's a constant juggling act, and they're having to get creative. The article actually mentions that MTU Maintenance, one of the big players in the MRO world, has started using more refurbished parts to keep up with demand.
Refurbished parts, so like used parts.
Essentially. But it's not as simple as pulling something out of a junkyard. These parts go through rigorous testing and have to meet the same strict safety standards as new ones. It's a fascinating example of how the industry is adapting.
I guess when you're dealing with a global shortage, you got to find solutions wherever you can.
Exactly. And it highlights another layer of complexity in all of this, the labor shortage.
Oh, right. Everyone's talking about the pilot shortage, but I guess it affects the mechanics too.
Big time. It's not just pilots. The entire industry is facing a critical lack of skilled aviation technicians, the people who can actually do this highly specialized work. And that shortage is making it even harder for MROs to keep up with demand.
Wow. Okay, so we've got rising costs, parts delays, and a shortage of qualified workers. This is starting to sound like a recipe for, well, disaster.
It's definitely a recipe for something. And airlines are feeling the heat.
And when airlines feel the heat, usually our wallets do too. Does this mean pricier plane tickets in the future?
It's hard to say for sure, but it's certainly a possibility.
So that cheap flight deal might actually have a whole lot of hidden costs baked in.
It's a complex web, that's for sure. And it's not just about the cost of parts and labor. Remember that whole cargo conversion trend we talked about?
Oh yeah, the pandemic pivot. When passenger planes were grounded and suddenly everyone was trying to ship stuff by air.
Exactly. With e-commerce booming, airlines saw a chance to repurpose those idle wide bodies into cargo planes.
It was like a giant game of airplane Legos, ripping out seats, reinforcing floors, the whole shebang.
It was a massive undertaking and expensive, but at the time, it seems like a smart move.
So what happened? Did the cargo bubble burst?
It's more like a slow leak. As more converted freighters came online, cargo capacity went up, and shipping rates started to stabilize. And now, with the pandemic-fueled online shopping spree starting to cool down, airlines are left with all these modified planes and a lot of uncertainty.
So those conversions, while clever, might have been a short-term fix to a very specific problem.
It really highlights the unpredictable nature of this industry. Just when you think you've got things figured out, something throws a wrench in the works.
And speaking of wrenches, let's get back to those challenges we were talking about. Inflation, supply chain issues, labor shortages. How are MROs supposed to navigate all of that and keep up with the growing demand for air travel?
That's the million-dollar question. Or maybe, given the cost of these planes, the billion-dollar question. The article doesn't sugarcoat it. These challenges are going to be a major factor in shaping the future of aircraft maintenance.
So it's not just about fixing planes. It's about finding ways to do it faster, cheaper, and with fewer resources.
In a nutshell, yes. And one of the most telling quotes in the article comes from an industry analyst who says, and I quote, "The big challenge for airlines will be to find wide-body MROs with enough available slots to service their aircraft in a timely manner."
So basically, it's going to be a race for space.
In a way, yes. Every minute a plane is grounded for maintenance, it's costing the airline money.
Time is money, as they say, especially in the airline business.
Exactly. And with the current shortage of skilled labor and the delays in getting parts, MROs are under immense pressure to optimize their operations and turn those planes around as quickly as possible.
Wow. This whole conversation has been eye-opening. I never realized how much complexity goes on behind the scenes to keep those big birds in the air.
It's a fascinating industry, that's for sure, and one that most people don't give much thought to.
Until their flight gets delayed, right?
Right. But hopefully, after this deep dive, our listeners will have a new appreciation for the intricate web of people, processes, and yeah, even a few refurbished parts that all come together to make modern air travel possible.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time for us to land this conversation.
I'm with you.
A big thanks to our expert for joining us today. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, safe travels.